Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is May 24th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Jackson Kemper. Do you know the full name of the Episcopal Church? If you look on the title page of the constitutions and canons of our church, you'll see that the full name is the Protestant Episcopal Church in the United States of America. But if you page through the canons of the church, you will find that all members of the church are simultaneously members of an organization called the Domestic and Foreign Missionary Society, which is the legal corporation for this church. The DMFS was created in 1835, and at the same time provided for the consecration of missionary bishops, the first of which was the man we remember today, Jackson Kemper. The late 19th century was a scary time for life on the frontier, and many Episcopal clergymen, more used to life in their native Northeast, did not want to go do missionary work in the West. But Jackson Kemper was very successful in the West. Officially assigned to be in charge of Indiana and Missouri at first, he founded congregations, schools, and other organizations also in Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, and even Wisconsin, where he ended his career as a diocesan bishop. Many called him the Bishop of the whole Northwest. When Paul talks about the building of the church, he uses the image of a master builder who constructs a strong foundation upon which others build the house. Like a skilled master builder, he says, I laid a foundation and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Likewise, Jackson Kemper laid Christ's foundation in the West, and rising above that foundation today is a strong and vital church. Let us pray. Lord God, in your providence, Jackson Kemper was chosen first missionary bishop in this land, and by his arduous labor and travel, congregations were established in scattered settlements of the West. Grant that the church may always be faithful to its mission and have the vision, courage, and perseverance to make known to all people the good news of Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Bede. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.